Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
So my air conditioner went out today in my Yukon XL.
Really?
I literally just bought this vehicle 3 days ago. I called the company. I said, I just bought this vehicle. My AC went out. It's my AC condenser went out of the vehicle. It's going to cost you $1,100 to fix it. And they said, we're really sorry that happened, but you know, there's nothing we can do about it. And I said, why can't you do something about it? And they said, well, you just bought the vehicle so cheap. We didn't make enough money. We can't afford to service the vehicle. And I said, well, so much for me coming back to your lot and never buying another vehicle from you. Because if they'd have just serviced me, like I'd have went back and bought another vehicle from them. But there, he said, there's no money here. You know, we sold it to you too cheap. Well, you know what? That fits in with today's topic really good. Three reasons why being the cheapest is bad.
Yep.
And bad means not good. The main reason that being cheap is bad is that, you know, obviously you're in business for yourself to make a living, to provide for your family. If you got to be cheap, you might as well go work for somebody, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to only make a wage, you might as well go work for somebody because it's going to be easier for you. Okay. Running a business isn't necessarily easy. It's worth it, but it's not necessarily easy. So if you're going to be cheap, you're going to make a wage. Hey, I suggest go buy a nail bag and go, you know, get on the 5 o'clock train. And the other reason that goes right with that, and I would class it as up there with number one, is that your customer deserves better than that. Had your customer charged you an extra $1,500, guess what? You would have had a better experience than what you just had with him.
Yeah.
Had he charged an extra $1,500, he'd have a loyal customer.
Yeah.
But somehow he probably thought that if he can be cheap like that, he can probably get you to buy it.
Yeah.
And the reality is, and you told me when you got back from buying the vehicle, that you were shopping around, and if it had been a couple thousand dollars more on that vehicle, you would have bought that same vehicle. Most of the dealerships had that vehicle marked up $5,000 over where I bought it. So I'm still okay. I'm still getting a decent deal, but he's not going to get my service back because he's like, there's no money here. I can't service you. And you can't tell a customer that.
Right.
You didn't feel listened to. You didn't feel like he cared about
it. No.
You just paid him, you know, I don't know, $50,000, and you feel like, hey, he doesn't even care about me now. I just paid him 50 grand. But because there was no money in the deal, hey, there's no service there.
I even asked him, I said, could you split it with me? It's 1,100 bucks. It's not that much, but could you split it with me? And he's like, no, dude, there's no money here. And I said, okay, not a problem. And I just got off the phone. But I told Deb, I said, I'll never go back there to buy another vehicle.
You can't service your customer if you're not making money on the deal.
Yep.
Third point, if you're looking for the cheapest customer, you know, if you're never looking for the cheapest customer, but if the customer is looking, you know, if that's who you're trying to build your customer base with, you're just hoping that you're the cheapest guy, you're building with the wrong customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can always find somebody cheaper. You know, there's always somebody coming by that they can find that's cheaper. And so if you're trying to build your customer base off of, you know, people that's all they care about is money, the bottom line, you need to go look for a different customer base. There is some people out there, but there's probably not more than 15 or 20% of the people out there that are actually using our service that are actually looking for the cheapest. I would say 80 to 85% of people, they're not looking for the cheapest. You know, they did a survey with several thousand salespeople, and they did a survey with a couple thousand business owners. And they said, they went to the salespeople and they said, what's the number one thing you would change? If you could change one thing, what's the number one thing you could change? And they came back and over 80% of the salespeople said, if they could change their price, they would change the price. The guy that sold it for $8,000 said, man, if I could sell up for $6,000, you wouldn't believe how much of this I would sell. And the guy selling the same product for 800 bucks said the same thing. If it was $600, I could sell so much more. And they went to the consumer and they said, how important are these things? And they just gave them a whole list of 10 things. And they said, how important is it? And it was like quality. It was like a project well-maintained. The job site was clean. I mean, they were selling anything from pens to ties to roofs to, you know, printers, anything that it was across the board. And they said, how important is price to you? And over 80% of the people rated price at number 8 out of 1 through 10. And what they found out is us as salespeople have the objection in our mind that our price sells the job. And what they figured out is because we have this objection, we create it. But when we go in there and we say, look, I probably won't be the cheapest guy. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be the cheapest guy. If you're looking for that guy, I'm probably not your guy. Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. But if you're looking to actually take care of the problem, like I'm your guy for that solution. Mm-hmm. And sell your value, sell the product and sell your service. We're in a service-oriented industry today. Your product, just because you have a good product, doesn't mean you're going to get repeat business because your good product has to match your service. And so, you know, most of these guys aren't looking for the cheapest. I would dare say, you know, 8 to 10 of those guys, 8 out of 10 of those customers, they're not looking for the cheapest. And they'll tell you sometimes you weren't cheap enough. But if you get that a lot, know that you need to change something up because when they see enough value, they buy from you. And oftentimes when I've been told that early on, you weren't cheap enough, you were too expensive, we actually would go back and find out who did that later. And a lot of times they paid more money for somebody else. So just because they're telling you that don't mean it's actually the real thing. Mm-hmm.
I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, they ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And
it's going to be a great day.
We'd love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD.
Well, being cheap does not allow you to sell your value, as you said. I would any day rather have the building owner ask me, why are you more expensive than why are you the cheapest? Because when you get asked that question, you never run your competition down, but it gives you a chance to actually set yourself apart. If we go in on a job and we both bid the job at $2.50, I have a hard time setting me apart from you because I don't, we're apples for apples in everything. Okay. We've had guys going on jobs that have bid, you know, quite a bit more than the other guy. And the other guy was honestly lowballing and going to make his wage on it because I guess he was hungry. I don't know exactly what the whole the scenario was. I mean, we've went in there because you learn to ask the right questions. You get the right answers. And when you do that, you can sell him your value. And in this scenario, he just asked this guy this. He said, you know, are you looking for a contractor that's going to do exactly what your contract says and plan on staying in business for life for that warranty? And of course, it's a yes answer question. And he said, yes. He said, well, I can't speak for the other guy, but here's what I know. I buy the same product at the same price. Okay. If anything, that guy bought it cheaper. And he said, if I'm going to deliver what the contract says, and I'm going to plan on staying in business for you, just to give you the service that you deserve, then I'm where I have to be. Mm-hmm. So see, he just sold his value and he got the job because of that. So talking about being the cheapest, hotels, for example, if you want a room, if you want an expensive hotel room, you better book that room at minimum at lunch of the night that you want to stay. You better have that room booked by 12 o'clock. Now, if you want a Quality Inn,
Motel 6.
Dude, you can drive. You'll find a room at 11 o'clock at night.
Cockroach.
Okay. And these hotels will pretty much be side to side. They're selling the same product. They're selling sleep. Okay. This hotel over here, the parking lot's half empty. The hotel over here, you can't find a place to park and they're twice the money. Yeah. They're selling the same product. They're selling sleep. Clothing lines. The biggest clothing lines in this country are all not cheap.
Yep.
Under Armour. $150. Go buy Under Armour stuff, man. It's expensive, but they are probably, I don't know exactly, but they are probably the biggest clothing company out there right now. And so it just goes to show that being the cheapest is actually not the position that you want to be in.
Yep.
And if the customer is concerned about being cheap, Okay, there's always somebody cheaper. Yeah. I had a guy, you know, bring up price on a product, you know, because he was looking at Conklin a little bit, and I don't know where he got his prices. I honestly, I think he was looking at retail prices, but it doesn't matter. And he said, I figured out that if I'd have used that product last year, it would have cost me $30,000 more or something like that. He does a lot of business. I think he was looking at retail prices because I kind of know the product he uses, and I don't think we're that much more. But beside the point, you know, my response, it was a Facebook message. My response was just to him, hey, if you're looking for the cheapest product out there, I can refer you to some that's cheaper than you're using already.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I know what he's using. If he's a master contract with Conklin, he'd have been saving quite a bit of money over his product.
Yeah, probably so.
But besides the fact, we know we have the best product in the commercial roofing industry out there. And we know, you know, we're not overpaying for it. It's an amazing product. And we can give the building owner what they're looking for. Just a couple tips for you on why you do not want to be the cheapest. Because if you are the cheapest, I can guarantee you'll be on the list of the guys that was with us one day and gone the next. So don't be that guy.
Have a good Monday.
Have an awesome week.
I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, they ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And
it's going to be a great day.
We'd love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD.